It's 5 to 7 here on RN Summer Breakfast with John Doyle, and now the man for whom resigning is anathema, that is Dan Conifer. Dan, what's happening?
John, good morning. Following the Sydney to Hobart this morning, Wild Oats 11 closing in on line honours, although it doesn't look like it'll take the race record, which itself set in its first ever race in the Sydney to Hobart. If it wanted to break the race record, it needs to cross by about 7:40 Eastern, but at the moment it's in the Derwent, but looking like it'll cross sometime about 8:30 Hobart time. Right. So it leads Ragamuffin Loyal, followed by Lahana Black, Lahana Blackjack and Loki, but at the moment it doesn't look like it'll break that race record.
Right. So there's a fair amount of daylight between first and second, yes?
There's a lot of daylight between first and second. So it will win, bar any sort of disastrous wind changes at the moment. Looking at the cricket, day three of the Boxing Day test will resume later this morning. Mitchell Johnson is on 73, Nathan Lyon yet to get off the mark, and Australia is taking a 284-run lead in. They're 8 for 440. And Michael Clarke, making 106 yesterday, became Australia's highest run scorer in a calendar year, surpassing Ricky Ponting's national record of 1,544 runs. And he's still climbing up that list of runs scored in a calendar year by any player, and could well break that record by the end of this test.
Well, no, he won't be batting again.
This is their first innings.
Yeah, but how many in front are we of Sri
Lanka? A lot.
Yes, it's unlikely we'll have to bat again, I think, Dan.
Sad. He had the chance.
He did have the chance, but that's that. But the disappointment, of course, is Watto.
Of course, an injury there for Shane Watson. He's in doubt for the remainder of this test and possibly the Sydney one as well, re-injuring his left calf.
Yes.
Injured that while bowling on the opening day. But made 83 yesterday.
Yes.
But
Mitch Johnson, 73, makes his 83 look a little bit disappointing, Dan, you'd have to say.
No, it does. And he struggled with triple figures of late. I think the last time he got that high was in 2010.
Yes.
And plenty of calls for
him to go further. Can get to 50, but can't kick on.